Moving up by quite a big scale, we've got a question for Carolyn about the way that galaxies move. Now, Klaus Schertl wants to know if some galaxies are moving away from us so fast that the light can't get to us and that the galaxies themselves are invisible.
Yes, this is certainly true, because as we were just mentioning, the universe is expanding, and in such a way that the more distant a galaxy is away from us, the faster it's moving away from us. And this is what's known as the Hubble's Law. And a logical extension of this is that there are some parts of the universe that are so far away from us that they are receding from us faster than the speed of light, which means that any photon or any light signal emitted by a cosmic object in that part of the universe can never travel fast enough to outrun the intervening expansion and stretching of the space that it's crossing. And so there are portions of this universe that are outside our observable horizon. They are invisible to us. And as the universe continues to expand, this observable horizon is shrinking. And so, again, just the second part of the question is whether or not we might see galaxies winking out of existence as they cross this boundary. And yes, that's technically possible, in that you can imagine at, for any galaxy, there will be a last point when the last photon from the galaxy that's going to make it to us billions of years in the future leaves the galaxy. And after that, it's receding too fast. And so it would, if we happen to catch that last photon, it would fade and disappear from sight. But the chances are that we're looking at a galaxy at the very moment that photon reaches us is very, very slight. So it's not that we're actually seeing the galaxies disappear, but nonetheless, it's something we can infer that's happening all the time.
Theoretically, I suppose, as we view more and more of the night sky with more and more acuity, we should eventually see something actually do this.
Possibly, because it is going to be the very faintest and the most redshifted galaxies, or they may not even be galaxies at that point. They may be so far away and so far back in time, they haven't yet assembled to be galaxies. Whatever's out there in sort of the first few hundred million years of our universe, it's possible that, yes, we might eventually see them beginning to wink out of brightness. I still think we're a long way off those kind of observations, though.